Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
Hey. Oh, man. She stepped on it. She stepped on it. Now I got to slow it down before they start a little trouble over here. You know, it's trouble in this old house, y'all. See that? That's what I'm talking about. You got to read between the lines. And so, this evening's show, y'all, is based strictly upon some of the things that we didn't do when we was younger, when we was going to them games. See? There I go. I'm trying to multitask, y'all. I'm trying to multitask. Yeah. You know, they didn't have that kind of word when I was young. But with all of that being said, tonight's show is, the topic is the excitement of the game, the Gremlin versus Purview game. See, I edited this, and it's right back on something else. The Gremlin versus Purview game is just one month away. And see, I really don't understand this, but. Hey, when you must get yard. When you're in the wrong house, that dog me. When you're in somebody's house trying to do what you do, you don't always get it your way. This ain't Burger King, y'all. So, just out of respect, you got to go in and stuff you know you did. So, tonight's show, y'all. The topic is, you know, what was you doing when the Gremlin game was going on in the 80s? See, a lot of folks don't know. We did not do a great job of trying to record some of the history-making events that was going on. But we didn't know that selfies and all of that was going to be coming in. So, you know, it's about time we start putting some positive thinking on the table and realize that this too shall pass. Who's going to record it for you? Who's going to be able to try to tell you about it later on in the future? And golly, the main question is, why aren't you doing some of it yourself? You know what I'm saying? Who can talk about you better than you can? Who can do you up? And that's what I try to tell people all the time. Well, why won't you do it? That's your job, won't you? That is not my job. That's what I do. It's what I like to do. But I don't call it no job. So what we got to do, y'all, is get back into the game of doing a lot of things for ourselves and stop asking folks. Because I got some typos in here. I know I straightened that. So I just have to redo them right here on air. I don't want nobody making no copies like I normally make. And saying, I remember a guy talked about the weekly when I was there. Somebody was too many typos. What's too many, sir? He said, well, there's a typo almost on every page. Well, sir, that's still not telling me what's too many. Is it too many for you to try to properly correct and do some positive criticism on? Well, I get tired of reading supposed to be good papers and stuff with mistakes on them. I said, sir, mistakes is a way of life. And, man, he was just trying to say all he could about my product. And I was trying to be as nice as I could by not cussing him out straight from the start. Well, no, I don't do that anymore. But, he just kept on talking, and I kept on walking, trying to stay away from him, you know, like umpires need to do in baseball. But no, he just kept on, and if finally, I told him, I said, well, sir, I'm gonna ask you like this. Do any of your associates read Sleeper? He said, yeah, I guess. Well, they have the hemming about the arrows and everything as you are. He said, no, I don't know. I said, I don't pay them no attention. I said, well, sir, that's just a question. That will give y'all something to talk about. Thank you. I got to go, sir. Bye. And all that, I used to have to do that all the time because, you know, things do happen. We do things basically on the fly sometimes because while we're in the process of finishing a day, something else come about. Something else happens. So with that all being said, get your cameras ready. Get your cell phones ready, however you do it. And Lord have mercy. Take some memories so that 30, 40 years from now, you can be showing the kind of stuff I'm going to be able to show from this year's game. Because I got my media badge, and I'm going to be taking some pictures. I'm going to be pulling it off. Me and my friends, we just going to do it up. And guess what? 30, 40 years from now, yeah, I'm going to still be here. We're going to have a lot to talk about. So, you know, you do your share, I do my share, and pictures will be the topic in 40 years. How's that? God, dog, that's strong. That's strong and barrels, bro. So, with all of that being said, let's get back to the show. And rock some more, because I don't have any guests prepared to call in this evening. I don't believe, but, you know, anything can happen, just like we said. This is Murphy's Law. This is Murphy's World. You know, if anything can happen, it might. So let's do some Uncle Billy scouring the community and hoping somebody call in. Better yet, let's set somebody up for a call. There's some people I haven't contacted in a minute. So I was trying to get one of my little nephews. He got these clubs, and I can't think of the name of them. But, I would like to take a chance with y'all and see if you're going to do anything and, get together with you all. Starting a new group next week. It's called Bonton Historical Group. Whereas we're going to be redoing the Bonton reunion, Bonton Turner Court reunion. Man, there's a lot going to be going on. Y'all know $5 is coming out of this. Hidden away or whatever, out of his hideaway or whatever you want to call it. Bonton is coming out. The doors are open. $5 is open. Business is open for all kinds of business now. So let's get real, y'all. It's time to wake up. It's time to get up and stand up. So whatever we do from here on out, it's all for the team. What Notre Dame them said, do one for the gipper. So listen to this one, y'all, and let's start over. Let's do what we do. And there's another typo in here somewhere. I couldn't find it no more. I ain't got my glasses on, but let's do it. I bet you I'll find it soon as I do that. So, with that all being said, I think somebody's trying to tell us something. I'm going to go find out in particular who it was. Not only does the stop here. But I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm pretty sure if y'all wasn't listening at the show that me and Robert Petrie had done back a while ago, when he put me out on the spot, he said, man, Billy Parnell, you from Dallas? I said, yeah. He said, man, I didn't know that. He said, but I've been knowing you quite a while, but, you know, never heard too much about you. I said, no, you know, I'm kind of older guy, and he's a lot older than I am. But I told him, I said, I just don't get in the mix too often. I don't have to get in the front seat. He said, well, okay. Well, tell me a little about yourself. I'm going to let y'all listen to this one first.
Oh, yeah. I want y'all to tell me one more thing. Do you ever Still in charge. we just do what we can. See, you just got to stop it where you are. Sometimes you just got to stop it where you are. So, y'all, it's been a blessed day to get a content mind after all the turmoil I went through this morning, going by trying to see how I could better solidify getting to you all. And into my door comes two young ladies, but I kept saying it over and over again about self-motivation, because I don't want to be it upon my shoulders all the time to have to motivate you when you are actually getting more out of it than I am. And a lot of times I don't have that time, and a lot of the times, just tell the truth, I don't have that inclination about reminding you that it's a money thing. You know, I pay very well too, by the way. So it's just finding some of the right people, and they are the right people until they come in and show me that it's not that I can't do it. It's just that I really don't really want to do it unless I'm being told to do it or shown how to do it. And see, that don't make a lot of sense. You know what I'm saying? And it really don't. You have to tell somebody that they got a job. You know, you agree to these terms. You know, and so, Lord have mercy. Yeah, I had to tell one young guy that I'm pretty good at what I do. I'm a sales person. You know, I can go in Macy's or something like that, and, you know, sell furniture, sell beds. I can show sell beds. I'm pretty sure I can get some beds. So that's all I like to do is lay down. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The old man has just got dog me. I ain't retired or anything, but, man, it's the excitement of the game. I can get excited, you know, doing my radio show and watching Jeopardy at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So that's the reason I scheduled my show a little after Jeopardy. But, you know, but you got to be self-motivated enough and like enough what you're doing and what you're about to be self-demanding. You know what I'm saying? You know, I can't get you excited all the time about what you're supposed to be doing, what you should be doing in order to make your living, in order to make things better for you. You know, and I just can't get up for that. I'm too busy getting myself up for it. And, you know, cause even though, like I said, I like what I'm doing, you keep hitting bumps in the road, like people not liking what they're doing and stuff like that, and people don't really want to do it, you know. And they'll find all kinds of excuses, but they still want your money. Well, you know, if you're going to be kind of good at what you do, go somewhere else. You're going to be great at what you do for me. I'm going to show my appreciation. You know, I ain't no shame to my game. Man, I'm almost 80 years old. I ain't got no god dog me pride when it comes to doing what I like to do and how I like to do it and all of that there. I don't need nobody to motivate me. I motivate myself. I got a million reasons why I love doing this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's it. That's it. Go on and say it. Yeah. But I'm not greedy. I don't mind sharing. Don't mind breaking the bread, y'all. Don't mind breaking the bread. Cause I found out one thing. I told the guy this the other day. We was talking. He said, man, you see, you don't drive, man. What? He's trying to say, you don't spend a lot of money then, do you? I was saying, no, you know, because I'd already told him that I don't get out that often. You know, I don't do clubs. I don't do parties and stuff like that. He said, well, shoot. He said, but you still look in pretty good shape. I didn't say I was dead. I just said I don't get out too often. I don't do parties and stuff, you know. I still get out, go to my doctor's office and stuff like that. He said, oh, man. I said, well, you know, the better exercise you get after somebody tells you you're doing 80% better. You just don't understand, see. I said, I understand my regimen. So, you know, you have to be for real with some folk when they trying to pick you and find out a little bit more about you. But as I was telling him, no, you know, I remember I used to spend X amount of dollars a day, X amount of dollars a week, and all of that in a bag of chips, and didn't realize I already had the stuff I was buying already in my closets and stuff like that. Didn't pay it no mind, all this stuff. I ended up two different things, you know. Not very often was it shoes. No. I know that's going to come up. Everybody like my shoes. But thank you, Robert Redder. But the thing is, I told him, I said, well, no, when I was younger, I loved showing off. Love my outerwear, underwear, and all of that there, and I bought most of it from Robert's Ready-to-Wear. He said, what? I said, yeah, I've been shopping with him for almost as long as he's been in business. He said, man, you look. I said, yeah. Very young when I first started shopping there. Got a chance to meet him several times when I was young, and liked the way he dressed, and you know, yes. When I was very young, I was a suit man. Before I was a teenager, I was a suit man, yes. I loved suits when I was a little boy. And I had a family that loved to see me get what I wanted. So it was like that, yeah. But anyhow, so, you know, and that was one of my biggest habits, you know, suits and shoes, and hats, yeah. All every year, hats, every year, new and different hats, paired hats. You know, you buy your hats by the season. Well, since my hats hadn't been worn out the last few years, they're getting that way now, but it's time to start going back in, so I'm going back to work. And we're going to do some things. We're going to make a lot of folk happy. And you know how it is. You do what you have to do when you have to do it. So, you know, what you don't do is give up your your passion for what you like doing. And if somehow somebody steals your joy this week or something, just pick it back up next week. Because if you've been doing it so long, remember this. Just because you don't do it for a little while don't mean you lost it, brother. Because when I got back into this game, and it was very new to me, when I first started, because again, I didn't really like what it takes on the demanding side for this business to grow itself. And see, I usually deal with businesses that will grow like relationships, the building thereof. I was very good at that because my word is my bond. I know a lot of people don't hear that too much anymore, but a handshake to me is just like God dog me writing it down in blood. So, you know, if a man is a man, and if you got a pretty firm, challenging type handshake, and you seem to be trustworthy, I will man up with you, and I live by the code, you know. So, but that being said, and I don't let too many people, places, or things rain on my party, rain on my parade, stop me from being me and who I am. So, and you shouldn't either. But we are missing some great opportunities here to grow and go and network and be with. I'm telling you, when I was young, I went so many different places, even in Dallas, County, you know. And I think I said this through a lot of my different shows, past shows and everything, that, yeah, I was a loner till I got to where I was. You know what I'm saying? If I was in Rome, I did what the Romans do. And I was treated as such because I blended in. I didn't ruffle any feathers. I didn't shake the waters. You know, the seas stayed calm when I got there and got through and everything else. Because, you know, it's a form of disrespect to go in somebody else's house and try to take over. So, you know, you just go in and be you and brand in. And that's what I did. That's what I do. And that's what I'm about to get back off into. So y'all get ready. The Gremlin Game is coming up. The Praise Festival is coming up. I'm going to be getting you all, like I said, by Friday. We'll have some information up about the Praise Festival. And we're going to be doing a whole lot of other things. That's what this is about, y'all. This is a party. A party. And you all are invited. Remember when I first, a couple of months back, I put out my side, whoever it was that wanted to contact me some years back, I hope you're not gone because I'm moving on. I'm coming on up. What did George Jefferson them say? I'm moving on up. And it's time to get big payback. Yeah, I know y'all hear me. I'm not y'all just hold your horses. Because when I get there, you'll know it's me. I'll be that cool dude with the pretty shoes on. Yeah, I got a few pair. I'm pulling them out tomorrow. Folks going to be saying, I know, why he wear that? Because I want to. Yeah, I don't owe you no explanation. Yeah. So, you know, my name is Bill, and I will work it out. And see, that's what it's all about. Just do what you do, you know. Let the motherfuckers do what they do. So I'm going to work mine out. I'm going to see if you're going to work yours out.
Come on down here, Diane. I want you to hear a little.
I went to the Sanctified Church one night. And they sang a little song. And I want to sing it for you tonight. That little song.
Diane, I want you to hear a little bit of Jesus can work it out because we need to tell the devil he ain't got a chance. Why are we trying to figure it out? Tell your neighbor he's already worked it out. Tell your neighbor Jesus can work it out.
Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, see, it's getting close to that time.
So I'm going to challenge everybody that's within listening range of my voice to get back in the mix and let's say talk about the selfies and the photographs we need to take, because from here on out, if you don't have something that you can plaster all your walls in your house with, you don't have it. You don't have it. So what I'm suggesting is we start having contests and stuff like that. All of it's fixing to come out. Because, you know me, my name is Bill, and I will have a contest about anything, you know, especially when it has a positive connotation to it. You know, what they say, a positive undercurrent. And things that will just make us grow, things that will make us get better. Because, you know, like I say, all you got to do is do what you do. Jesus is going to work it out. But no, you want to do what you do, what somebody else do, and all of that in a bag of chips. That ain't going to get it. What you got to do is stay in your own lane. I know you done heard young folks say it. You pass them up, they was talking, you listening in on their conversation. What they be saying, say, man, stay in your lane. And you be saying, they ain't even driving. What lane they talking about? But see, what you got to worry about is what you do. Don't worry about what somebody else do. Because you have to remember one thing. The longer you mind your own business, sweep around your own front door, you know, getting your cooling water, don't worry about nobody else's unless they need your help. And if they can't ask for your help and you know they need your help, okay. But you know, you just trying to give your help so you can watch and see what they doing and stuff, monitor somebody else's time and inclinations. They don't work, y'all. What works better is turning it into a village. Let everyone do what they do and move the hell along. And that was put in such a nice way, I am not putting no dollar in that glass. So with that being said, we're going to see if we can work something else out. Because I got some burritos in there with my name on. Young lady didn't bring my tamales yesterday, but she think I'm going to forget. And I was by that place day before yesterday. Them tamales, I mean, I got a taco salad, and I was so disappointed because I knew that I had some tamales coming. I really, really messed it up. Yeah, I should have went on and got my nachos, you know. Yeah, y'all gonna hear me. Yeah, you have to plan these meals with a swagger to it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to. That's my youngest son's nickname, Swag and Kobe. But anyhow, we got to get down with it, y'all. We got to get back together, bring this crowd together. We got to vote. We got to kick some butt at the polls. And then we got to come back out to y'all and got to help me improve these schools. See, once you start doing some of the things that you know is right, and fighting for what you know is right, man, you get up early, you feel a little bit better. Man, feel like you can knock down a brick wall. I feel like that every day. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, y'all. So I don't waste it knocking down no unnecessary brick walls. I spend my time trying to give people a piece of my mind, a piece of my thought, a lot of my joy. The things that I do that I like doing, I try to do them so very well that you would like to see me in action. You would like to see me talking. You would like to see me walking. All of these things that I used to do so marvelously well. So, like Marvin Gaye always said about this time of day, let's get it on, y'all. Let's get it on. I will be downloading some music in the next few days. I will be doing a lot of things that I've been waiting to do, been trying to do. It's been the bust loose, y'all. I know it's hard for y'all to understand. An old man wanting to get back into the game, into the real game in the real world. But guess what? I didn't never leave. I just got a little under the weather, y'all. I got a little sick. And now that that's behind me, let's get it on. Let's get it on. It's time to rock and roll, y'all. If I had me a 1966 Mustang, I'd sing Mustang Sally for y'all. But I'm going to get my music back in here. My last show I had to kind of put on hold because, not my last show, but my last year, I had a nice show going on, and old Doc Morgan had got the music set up in the system and everything, and I got a little under the weather and broke, so I had to do some things. So right now, I'm going to ask y'all to kind of do a little of this with me tonight.
It's prayer time. It's prayer time. It's prayer time everywhere. And I want you to know it's prayer
for me.
alcoholics, drug addicts, pimps, prostitutes, hustlers, people that are living on the edge of night. As the world turns, it is old, the children have become young and restless. Stretch out your hand, Lord. Touch, heal, deliver, save. Like only you can do. Break every fetter. Break every yoke. Undo the heavy burden. Call the youngest to the hospital. And heal us. Go in that prison. He's doing time, but let him know that even in the jailhouse, you can give him peace in his mind and joy in his soul. Lord, go in that kitchen. Get in that living room. Go down in the laundry room. Touch that mother that's walking the floor all night long. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hear our prayer tonight.
Well, y'all, well, I got to put one more on here. I know y'all done stopped listening. I know the show was supposed to be over, but I can't help it. I can't help it. This is it, y'all. This is it. I got it. I'm just going to have to stop this, y'all. I'm just going to have to stop this and move on. Because I just get so carried away sometime in my travel. And I know it's time to go. Yeah. No, it's not. That's still. I didn't think so. I knew something was wrong. This thing is so out of whack. Yeah.